Yeah, look, you're coming up to Mount Isa next month as part of your Dust Devours Gan content series.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, I've got to say, we're looking forward to seeing you. Have you been up to this part of the world before?
I haven't been out to Isa before.
You haven't? Okay. All right. Well, you might it might even remind you of Uruz Gan. It's a bit dusty up here too at times.
Yeah.
So have you started your tour yet, or is that
we did the first leg of it in Queensland back in November. I went up to Charleville and Longreach and Yeppoon and places like that. So this is phase two.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Starting on the 19th.
Yeah, we've got the dates up here anyway.
Yeah.
But look, listen, do you like playing regional places?
Oh, terrific, yeah. You know, I think a lot of the regional towns I go to, people have a sort of interest and connection to the military service.
They have
fathers or uncles or sons, indeed, who served in places like Vietnam, Afghanistan. And so the songs we sing and the stories we tell tend to really resonate. And people are always up for a conversation afterwards.
Good stuff.
So we know we love it.
Yes. Are you taking a band with you, or are you performing by yourself? How does that work?
Yeah, and I've got a band, yeah. I've got a double bass player who sings a bit, and a fellow who plays drums and piano at the same time. Can you believe it?
That'll be impressive. Mind you, I just, before this, just to get myself in the mood, I did have a look at the... a video of Dust Devours Gan, and you were playing the mouth organ and the guitar as well. So it seems like a multi-talented outfit by the sounds of it.
Yeah, that part was a multi-talented.
But you've obviously had an extraordinary, varied career. Were you always into music, or was that something that came to you late in life?
I was. I played guitar from a young age, but in fact, I never started writing songs until I was about 26 or 27.
Right.
So that came to me relatively late. It came to me about the same time as I joined the Australian Foreign Affairs Department.
Which
created an inconvenient dilemma for me. I was sort of torn between one career and another. I've sort of muddled my way forward through a very sophisticated process of indecision.
Good stuff. Now, listen, I have to ask you, because I was just looking at the some of the songs, and there was a song that you apparently that the Dutch troops were very fond of, and I'm not even going to pronounce the name of the song in Dutch, but and I went to one of these Google Translate services, and that didn't tell me much either. But I'm guessing it's a pretty rude translation of that song, is it?
Yeah. Dutch soldiers, we got there, and we discovered that they were swaffling in the Dixies.
Right.
In the Portaloos there. They're doing unspeakable things.
Oh, good stuff.
Who's the sacred space? Who's the dunnies? Who train himself to write poetry.
Yeah.
So, you know, the future of Australian war poetry is at stake. I had to do something about it, and I wrote that song. Dutch from doing Portaloos.
Good stuff. So are all the songs from that album...
I toured Holland on the strength of this.
Did you? I bet. I bet they would have loved it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, they're up for it. They can take the piss out of themselves.
So tell me, are all the songs on that album been based on your experiences in your time in Afghanistan?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. 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 A dozen or so songs that are all based on my experiences. They're different perspectives. You know?
Yes.
They look at different stories from different perspectives, and I think that best way to get a three-dimensional understanding of anything is to look at it from different directions.
Yes, yeah. So you're obviously now sort of almost like a full-time musician then, or are you still trying to keep some of the other irons in the fire at this stage?
Oh, yeah, I keep my hand in at Foreign Affairs Department. Yeah. Week, I let me work part-time.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can't wait to read your book, if it ever makes that way, a memoir.
Yeah, no, so I did the album first, and then eventually I got an email when I was out there in 2013 from a publisher, Alan Lundman, and they said, I think you got a book in you. I said, okay.
I bet you have. I think that would be a great read. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed writing it. It was good to get it all down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, has that been published then yet? Is that out?
Oh, it's out, yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't realise that. I didn't pick that up. Oh, okay. I'll have to look it up. Yeah. So I do recall seeing the Australian Story thing on you a couple of years back. Yeah, that's probably where I first came across your name. But,
yeah, the book. Yeah. Came a couple of years after that.
Mm-hmm. And Fred Smith is stage name, is that right?
What's you know, my dad was in the Foreign Service, and so I went to boarding school, and none of us came out of boarding school with our own names. We all got into our forehead pretty mild compared to the other things the other guy had got.
Yeah, fair enough. This is completely out of that field, but have you heard of a fellow called Max Gaylord?
No.
No, okay.
Max Gaylord? Max?
Yeah.
Gaylord? Yeah, I know about him.
Yeah, he was, I knew him from my time in Roma. He actually ran a pub out there shortly as a break from his, he was quite a, did a lot of diplomacy work for the UN and that. And he what reminded me of when you were talking about the Foreign Service, because that's how he started as well.
Yeah, I think he was a contemporary of my father.
Yeah, he probably would be. Yeah, he'd be in his 60s, 70s or something like that. Yeah. But anyway, look, I don't want to get too sidetracked by that. So you're playing up here in Mount Isa. You're looking forward to having a bit of a look around, or will you have time to have a look around?
Yeah, I've got a couple of days up at Isa. I'll be doing a few workshops and things like that.
Oh, are you? Okay. So what's that about then? Just with local musicians then, or is it?
I can't remember.
You can't remember, right? All right, I'll find out.
I'm doing a couple of presentations at schools.
Oh, of course, yes, yeah, good stuff. Well, look, thank you very much for your time. We're really looking forward to seeing. I'm personally looking forward to seeing you. I've bagged the ticket for that already. So look forward to seeing you and when you get up here to this part of the world.
Great. Well, come and say hello in the night.
I will indeed. Thanks, Fred. Thanks for your time.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Bye.